Radio Prague News.
Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Thursday during a working visit to Berlin. The region of Liberec is entirely accessible to vehicles once again, nearly 2 weeks after flash floods destroyed the local road infrastructure. And the Czech Army has announced it will be sending its first Pandur armored vehicles to Afghanistan in the autumn. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Christian Wolff on Thursday during a working visit to Berlin. The official visit is the Prime Minister's first since the coalition he heads took power. The main themes for discussion were expected to be the economy, energy relations, and energy security. The German press agency reported that the Czech PM told journalists that he had no intention to raise the issue of the Benesch decrees, saying that Czech-German relations must focus on the future. Germany is the Czech Republic's biggest trade partner and accounts for around a third of Czech exports. The region of Liberec was reported to be entirely accessible to traffic on Thursday, nearly 2 weeks after severe flash floods caused more than 2 billion crowns in damages to local road infrastructure. A number of detours are still in place, and drivers are warned that some roads remain in poor condition. Road connections to many parts of the region were completely severed immediately after the floods, which destroyed 7 bridges and left another 112 damaged. Some 830 firemen and 660 soldiers are currently aiding in the ongoing cleanup. Electricity has been returned throughout the region. However, 330 households remain without gas, and 230 of those lack drinking water. The Czech Army has announced it will be sending its first Pandur armored vehicles to Afghanistan in the autumn. The 4 personnel carriers were custom modified as combat versions for use by the Czech Provincial Reconstruction Team in Logar at a cost of tens of millions of crowns. Another 14 Iveco Army vehicles will also be sent for use by the Training and Advisory Team in the south of the Wardak province. The armored carriers in question are currently at the center of a corruption investigation by Czech and Austrian police, who believe the Austrian manufacturers may have arranged kickbacks on the sale of the vehicles for Czech political parties. The city of Prague has adopted new regulations for holding public tenders, putting the city council in charge of tenders worth more than 6 million crowns. According to the new rules, municipal departmental directors will only be able to announce tenders up to that amount, and companies without clear ownership structures will be excluded from participation. Until now, departmental directors in Prague could announce tenders of up to 20 million crowns. The changes are the result of a new anti-corruption strategy passed by the council in June and will apply not only to City Hall but also to the companies owned by the local government, which include the transit company, the Congress Center, and the Municipal House. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy to partly cloudy, with a chance of rain at the weekend and temperatures in the low to mid-20s. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.